I made it a point to spend the last day of the old year and the first day of the new year with the Libyans. And that was the 31st of December in Al Bayda to see the Tobruk government and the president of the House of Representatives. And on the 1st of January, I spent the day and the night with the Western government. Now, this was much more difficult than the visit to the East because I felt very encouraged by the president of the House of Representatives in Tobruk announcement that he accepts the Libyan political agreement. Now, I tried to convey this message all to Tripoli with the president of the GNC, but I think there is still some patience and some convincing work to be required. There were a few members of the General National Congress and President Nuri Abu Sahmain who strongly objected the agreement and who wanted to reopen the substance. Of course, this is not possible. The agreement was signed on the 17th of December, enjoys the support of the majority of the House of Representatives. Also, quite substantial numbers of the GNC joined there, civil society, several ministers were present. It also enjoys the support of the international community.
As you mentioned, Mr. Kobler, the two parties have signed the Libyan political agreement, but the two parties are not on board right now?
No, the two parties did not sign the agreement, but the Libyan political dialogue. My predecessor, Bernardino León, has been negotiating for a year with 22 members of the so-called Libyan political dialogue, members of the parliaments of both, but also civil society, women, also independents.
What we understand is who signed this agreement are the representatives of both parties. But right now there are more negotiations that have to be made. So is the agreement, will it be in any point open for renegotiating?
Well, the agreement is not open for renegotiating. It was not signed exclusively by members of both parliaments, but also by independents, by those who boycotted the parliament. So it was a much broader kind of community of those who signed. And now, with the signature, this agreement is in effect. And now the House of Representatives takes over. The new Presidency Council now will nominate members of a government, a cabinet, and presenting it to the parliament in Tobruk, to the House of Representatives. And then in the hands of the House of Representatives to endorse the new members of government or not to endorse the members of new government, they are now the owners of the agreement.
And this can go on, as you mentioned, without the full endorsement of the whole GNC.
Well, my policy is to have a broad support for this agreement because I think it's the only way out of the current crisis. If you drive through Tripoli, there is no state authority in Tripoli. The town is governed by militias. And I took the chance also just to jump out of the car and to ask the people on the street, what do you think? And all want to have security. The prices are soaring, the prices of basic commodities, the drugs, the medicine in hospitals is getting scarce, the reserves of the central bank shrink. It cannot go on. So the Libyan people deserve better. And I have the feeling that 99% of the people on the street, they support the agreement. And my appeal to those who have responsibility in Libya, the House of Representatives, the GNC members, the governments in place, is now to take this chance and to forget what was in the past, to go to the future and to develop a vision for the country, for peace, security and prosperity.